I'm Phil Neve for WRCO Sports. The girls' basketball schedule began last night at Richland Center High School, and the visiting Highland Cardinals won the game 43-35. A young Hornets team stayed within striking distance through the night. They led once at 12-11 before Highland scored the next 11 points and never trailed after that. The Cardinals were up 25-16 at halftime. Sophia Terrell led all scorers with 15 points. Addison Bedward added 10 for Highland. Celia Olson made 2 threes, and Kate Terrell also scored 6. Samarin Halverson had 3, Adeline Esser 2, and Caitlin Miller 1. Highland was 8-13 from the line. The Hornets were led in scoring by sophomore Kylie Burns with 10. Freshman J.C. Gander had 2 three-pointers, and senior Carly Meaden also ended with 6 points. Junior Jory Schultz had 5. Senior Jasmine Hazelrig and sophomore Ella Weiss each had 4 points. Richland Center was 1-9 from the free throw line. Highland won the JV game 37-30. Following the 43-35 varsity win, Highland will prepare to play Iowa Grant on Monday night. Richland Center will play Portage on Friday night. Elsewhere, it was Riverdale staying ahead of Ithaca and eventually winning the game 45-40 at the Rest Building in Muscadet last night. It was a win for Lodi over River Valley, 65-31. Potosi Cassville beat Boscobel, 64-38. Evansville over Dodgeville, 66-36. Mineral Point, 70. Lancaster, 36. Platteville, 51-50 over Barneveld. Cashton, 67. Seneca, 11. It was Hillsboro, 49. Kickapoo, 46. Mauston, 58-36 over Royal. Brookwood, 53. Lafarge Youth Initiative, 30. North Crawford, 45-42 over Wuniwak Center. Argyle Pecatonica, 82-30 over Iowa Grant. Schulzberg, 54. Darlington, 37. Wazika Steuben beat Southwestern, 60-31. Other girls' scores, Wisconsin Heights, 53-25 over Parkview. Reedsburg, 58. Fort Atkinson, 54. Arcadia over Sparta, 46-30. Girls' basketball will continue coming up with most games across the state of Wisconsin on Thursday night. And last night, Mount Horeb was winner over Lake Mills, 52-24. Neillsville beat Bangor, 60-43. Also on the local and area scene, week 2 of the 24-25 Richland Center Church League volleyball season, matches were played Monday and Tuesday nights at the Richland Center Community Center. A division results. Avoca Bible 1 defeated Bethel Lutheran 3-0. Richland Baptist Temple 1, Blank Free Methodist 1, 2-0. And St. John's had a bye. B division results, Beulah Wesleyan 1, defeated Church of the Nazarene 2, 2-0. Grace Community 2 downed Hidden Valley Community 2-1. Avoca Bible 2 won against Richland Baptist Temple 4, 2-1. Boscobel Assembly of God with a win against Beulah Wesleyan, 2-0. Richland Baptist Temple 2 with a win against Baptist Temple 3, 2-1. Free Methodist 2 topped Grace Community 1, 2-1, and 5 points Lutheran defeated Church of the Nazarene 1, 2-1. Matches will continue next week. For more information about Church League volleyball, visit the league's website, rcchurchleague.com. Bowling scores from the Lucky Strikers League. Series High Ramada with a 24-37. Gander's Cleaning Service at 24-26. Morris Heating and Cooling a 24-11. Game Honors Ramada 862, Morris Heating and Cooling 858, and Gander's Cleaning Service at 845. Julie Huth with a 560 series, Patty Labansky 545, Caitlin Davison a 531. Top game, Patricia Labansky 202 and 200, Julie Huth 196, Cheryl Miller a 195. Diana Lucas had a 2-9 split pickup, Ann Maxwell a 310, Cheryl Miller a 5-7, Jessica Morris a 5-7, Marilyn Paulson a 4-5-7, and Jamie Parr a 5-9-7. Sue Stibbe had a 3-10 split pickup in the Lucky Strikers Bowling League. Purdue was going for a 40th straight victory in non-conference games when it stumbled against Marquette last night. The sixth-ranked Boilermakers dropped a 76-58 decision in Milwaukee. Marquette stays undefeated after five starts. Stevie Mitchell led the scoring with 21 points, and senior Cam Jones had a triple-double with 17 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 assists, becoming the first player to have a triple-double for the Marquette team in their history.
It's a huge testament to my teammates just trusting me. You know, everybody was huge for us tonight. Everybody was huge for us winning, man. Those guys off the bench came in and left a spark for us, Stu and Chase on Lawyer and Smith all night, man. It was huge for us. Everybody was huge tonight.
Marquette has another stiff test coming up Saturday on the road at Georgia. College basketball tonight in state. Carthage plays at Platteville, Carroll at Oshkosh, Whitewater at Aurora. There's also Bucks basketball this evening. Milwaukee will be hosting the Chicago Bulls. Brewers' Pat Murphy has been named the 24 National League Manager of the Year. Murphy is the first Milwaukee manager to win the honor. Injuries and trades had decimated Milwaukee's pitching staff, and still the team won its third National League Central Division title in the last 4 years. Murphy led the Brewers to a record of 93-69 in his first season as manager. He spoke yesterday about winning the award.
I don't want to disrespect the award in any way, but I think that there's a tremendous emphasis put on these types of things that I don't think are necessarily indicative of, you know, what the award should be about. You know, it's a staff award. It's an organization award. Maybe that's a better way to do it.
He says he finds it a little embarrassing.
You know, let's get to the truth. You know, the truth is evaluating the job that the manager does encompasses so many things. And, you know, unless you've lived it, it's kind of tough. You know, be honest, you know, the getting voted by your peers is kind of fun.
Pat Murphy, who was named the Manager of the Year, another first-year manager, former Brewer, Cleveland Stephen Vogt, won the same award in the American League. Bears coach Matt Eberflus is defending his late-game strategy in Sunday's loss to the Packers. Eberflus and his coaching staff let seconds tick off the game clock before kicker Cairo Santos took the field to attempt what would have been a game-winning field goal. The kick was blocked. Eberflus says the Packers were stacking up the line and he didn't want to risk a fumble. Green Bay's special teams coach, Rich Bisaccia, reportedly told his special teams players he expected a blocked PAT or field goal while talking to them before the game. When two teams carrying 5-5 records meet Saturday in Lincoln, Nebraska, a bowl game could be in the balance. If the Badgers didn't already have enough incentive comments from Nebraska freshman quarterback Dylan Raiola, that will add to it. He has guaranteed a win over Wisconsin this weekend. He told reporters when the Huskers take on Wisconsin, this team will be in the postseason. The UW football program has played in a bowl game each of the last 22 seasons. Nebraska is looking at a win that would put them there as well. Offensive coordinator Phil Longo was fired on Sunday. Quarterback Braden Locke was asked about someone else calling the plays and what that will be like.
That's tough to comment on. I think, you know, like I said before, it's decisions like these are very hard on people's families. They're very hard on the staff and the players. And so, I mean, it's just one of those things that you kind of have to handle it and be able to get yourself together and play your best ball on Saturday.
And what about playing Nebraska?
They're stingy on defense. They play extremely hard, extremely physical. You know, obviously I didn't start the game against them last year, but I was right there. I was able to see kind of the level of effort that they play with, the physicality that they play with. They're a very multiple defense, a pretty big blitz variety. So it'll be a good challenge for us.
The game kicks off mid-afternoon Saturday, pregame time 1 o'clock on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450. I'm Phil Nee with sports.